Okay, now in the beginning of the chapter, remember there were two strains of ideas or two strains of ideology that came about in the 18th century. First was nationalism and the second was democracy. Now, American War of Independence was an example of how nationalism led to the people of America fighting for their rights to govern themselves and freeing themselves from the colonial power of the British, right? So the second would be the idea of democracy. Now, this will be studied in a more effective manner when we do the French Revolution. The French Revolution of 1789 is one of the most important events in not only the history of Europe but also the world. It would be the first time that a group of people would be fighting against a king or a monarchy to establish a more republican form of government, a more democratic form of government. Now, what would be the causes? The first cause would be France was ruled by King Louis the 16th. He believed that he was God's representative on earth. That means God had sent him on earth to rule the people. And if God has sent you on earth, then he is not answerable to the people. The people cannot question him. If he is not governing properly, if he is not ruling properly, the people cannot ask him questions. The people cannot say this is not right or wrong, because he is considering himself God's representative, almost like God, a semi-god. He and his wife Marie Antoinette ruled like autocrats. Autocrat means somebody who is like a dictator. You must have heard of Hitler or Mussolini. All these people are Hitler. All these people are dictators. Dictators are people who do not listen or care about the public. They are the only ones in power. They have all the power in their hands. They will be autocratic. They would be ruling without caring about the public. There will be one person's rule. Okay? This made the king and queen very unpopular because they chose to ignore all the sufferings of the people. The machinery or the administrative machinery under King Louis the 16th had become very corrupt. All these officials used to make money for themselves. The nobles and the officials, they tortured people. So much of taxes was levied on them. People were arrested. If somebody criticized the king, if somebody said anything to criticize the policy of the king, he would be put in behind jail. Okay, that state prison would be called Bastille. Now, there were three estates. The society was divided into three parts. The first estate would consist of the clergymen. The clergymen are members of the church. The priest, okay? That is the clergyman. The second estate would consist of the nobility or the royal family. All of the aristocratic family, all of the nobles would form the second estate. And the third estate would consist of the common people. That is the peasant, the workers, the bourgeoisie. That is the professional class or the middle class. Bourgeoisie means the middle class, like merchants, traders, doctors, teachers. All of these would constitute 95% of the total population. The bourgeoisie or the middle class, despite paying taxes, had no respect in society. They did not have a social standing. So they were unhappy with this way. And the first and second estate had all the power, but they did not pay any tax. They had all the power, they had all the money, they had all the wealth, but they were not taxed. The only ones who were taxed were the third estate, who did not have enough money, who did not have enough power, who were very oppressed, who did not have food to eat also, so many of them. So there was widespread inequality. There was too much injustice. The luxurious lifestyle of the rulers and nobility made the treasury of the French government completely empty. People belonging to first and second estate, though they were very rich, they were not burdened with taxes at all. All the burden of the tax fell on the poorer section. Intellectuals like Voltaire, Rousseau, Diderot, these were intellectuals. These were men who had written about people should rise against inequality, people should rise against injustice and corruption. They preached that real power lies in the hands of the people and they should take the power from the king. So this would influence the people, who would also hear about the American War of Independence. They would also be influenced by it. Then finally, the estate general meeting would be called in 1614. Estate general meeting is almost like a parliament. which is being called by King Louis the 16th. Remember, the parliament had never been called earlier. This is the first time it was called. The members of the third estate saw it as an opportunity to tell the king about their problems, what they are suffering. However, the prevalent system did not allow them to vote in a proper manner or vote in a just manner. Every estate had got one vote. So what would happen if the two there is a voting done to tax even the first and second estate, 95% of the people who form the third estate think they should tax the first and second estate. But since first estate, second estate and third estate, all of them have got one vote, what will happen? The first and second estate will say no, they should not be taxed. So they will vote no. They will win because the third estate has only one vote. Even though they are 95% of the population, they have one vote. So that was not fair. This would lead to the third estate forming the National Assembly, because they thought there was no agreement can be reached, and the first and second estate were too powerful and they were being very unjust. So they formed the National Assembly on 17th of June 1789, and they vowed that they will write a constitution. They took the tennis court oath, and finally the storming of the Bastille happened on 14th of July 1789. The prisoners were released, the political prisoners were released, and that led to the fall of the royalist, and finally Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette were arrested, and later they were guillotined, executed by the use of force, guillotine was a way in which the prisoners their heads were cut off. So that was that happened, and then finally the monarchy ended. The people adopted the Declaration of Rights of Man and of Citizen, the basic right to life, liberty, equality, fraternity. That fraternity means brotherhood. All of them became the principle on which the Republic of France was set up. Impact of the revolution was huge. It became a republic. Outside France, the idea of nationalism spread. Then you have different groups came together to fight for the ideals of freedom and equality. Now, after this, the revolution fermented in different places like Holland, England, Spain, Prussia. All the rulers of these countries started thinking that now the revolution will start in my country also. That's why they waged a war against France. They started attacking France, but in that series of war, finally France would, you know, finally the war would come to an end. He'll win because Napoleon Bonaparte would come to power, and he became a general of the French army. He was the first consul and became the emperor of France. He would finally make France one of the important places in the map of Europe. He would declare war on Austria, defeated the Austrian forces. In the same year, he defeated Austria and Russia in the Battle of Austerlitz, and he defeated Prussia, routed the Russian army. Large parts of Europe would come under him, and his first motive would be to displace Britain as the most developed nation, and he had made France the center of power in Europe. But later on, he made the mistake of invading Russia in winter, which would lead to most of his army dying, and this would be a huge blow to Napoleon, who would finally get defeated in the Battle of Leipzig in 1813. He was exiled in the island of Elba, but then he would come back and again be defeated later in the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Okay.